G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, May 21. I'm John Barker. Joining me once again is Joel Marshall. And Joel, once again, Crackerjack Group 1 racing in two cities.
Yeah, really looking forward to Saturday. Adelaide and Brisbane, really good racing. Group 1 Goodwood, capacity field, I think that's a real highlight. Blackheart Bar's going to be a short-priced favourite, but it looks a reasonably open race, as it always is.
All right, well, the Morfordville Festival of Racing certainly reaches its climax on Saturday. Seven of the eight races are at black type level. We'll take you right through them, starting with race one, Key Clean National Stakes, 1,200 metres, set weights for two-year-olds at group three level.
I'm with number four, I Am a Star. Trialled well before the debut, looked a bit green, but showed the benefit of that experience with a good win at Flemington last start. I think can go on with it to beat seven, Phoenix Rising, two, Dissolute, and six, Bangs.
Race two, Mitty's Port Adelaide Cup, listed event over 2,500 metres.
Going for Master Zephyr here, also in at Flemington, but reasonably decent effort in the Warrnambool Cup, was a dominant winner before that. I think he can bounce back from 11. Snow Secret, the Kiwi mare, she attacked the line really well at Flemington last start. Number two, Survived, in for third, and eight, Zantika, should just about be ready to improve.
Race three at Morfordville on Saturday, You Bet SA Fillies Classic, formerly known as the SA Oaks. Still over 2,500 metres, only at group three level these days, and well, you would think Believe it'd be pretty hard to beat, but Barrier 19 probably won't help, Joel.
Yeah, I've got a couple in wide gates here. I've got Dulverton on top, and I'd say she'll go to Brisbane. She's drawn 20 here, and she's in the roses at Doomben. But look, if she's scratched, it leaves me with Van Dancer. Filly coming through the grades nicely by Savabeel. I think she's got a bit of a future. So I've got her to beat one, Believe, two, Chabot, and looking for a fourth, I would put in number 11, A Little Loose, who can improve on latest efforts.
Race four at Morfordville on Saturday, MAC Drink Driving Grow Up Centuria Stakes. This is for the fillies and mares over 2,015 metres.
Number six, Gabella, looks ready to win. I think the two Hayes Davenick horses hold the key here, six and five, but I'm with six, Gabella. Good run against the males last start, and she just looks ready to win at her fourth run in the country. Five Metaphoricals ticking along nicely. I think she's a threat. Two, Felicien, and one, Into the Mist, next best.
All right, and you can read quite a good story about the connections of Felicien by Paul Richards on page 94 of this week's Winning Post. Race five at Morfordville on Saturday, Robert and Faye Gerard, R.A. Lee Stakes, 1,600 metre group three.
Yeah, good race. We see some good horses returning. Prince of Penzance, Alpine Eagle, Tall Ship, all first up. I'm with Alpine Eagle. He's a really good horse. Obviously, I think he's just going to have the one run and then obviously be set for the spring. But look, he's very classy, and if he's anywhere near his best, I think he'll be too good. From Eight Kingdoms, didn't have any luck first up. He's a pretty talented horse. He might be a bit of value. Five Atlantis Dreams, racing well, and three Tall Ship, next best.
Race six at Morfordville on Saturday, You Bet Proud Miss Stakes, and that is for fillies and mares at group three level over 1,200 metres.
Yeah, I'm with one of the fillies, Secret Agenda, number eight. She's been racing pretty well without winning. Good effort in Sydney, second behind Two Blue. Two Blue ran a cracking race in the DTC Cup last week. To frank that form in the latest run in a strong New Clay Stakes was good. So I'm with Secret Agenda to beat nine, Private Secretary. Very good in the UBET Classic, running home from a long way back. Six, My Pipette. Wide draw hurts, but good fresh run. And number one, I Love It, who was group one place last start. She's going to be tough to beat as well.
And the big one, race seven, the Darley Goodwood, group one, set weights and penalties, 1,200 metres.
With number 11 under the louvre, he's a really good horse. Obviously, always needs a little bit of luck, given his racing pattern. But he'll be finishing really strongly, and I'm going with him each way to beat three, Blackheart Bar. He's got good form this time in. He's going to be really hard to beat. 15 Stupidos just flying. This is his toughest test, but it's the race that Mick Kent's been talking about for a while with him, so you've got to include him. And six, Big Money, good consistent horse, yet to really prove himself at the top level, but I think he'll run well. 11-3, 15-6 in the big one.
All right, well, it won't surprise listeners to learn that I'm sticking with Shydell after her great effort for second in the UBET Classic / Sangster Stakes. And there was a period there from 2010 to 2013 when the Quinella from that race provided three of the four winners of the Goodwood. So I'm hoping, of course, one of those was Black Caviar, which Shydell is not, but I'm sure that Shydell has got a Group 1 in her at some stage, could be on Saturday. And Joel, your best was race 4, number 6, Gabella, and your value bet comes up in the only race we haven't covered, the only non-black type race, and that is race 8, Stanford Hotels, benchmark 75, handicap 1200 metres.
Tricky race to finish, but I like Amicone Original from the Tony McAvoy yard, trialled up nicely. He's a pretty talented horse, has mixed his form a little bit, only lightly raced, but I think he's ready to run a good race fresh. So have a look at him, he's about 20-1, Craig Williams to ride.
All right, Doomben, the other Group 1 venue on a Saturday, although you would probably say it is not the strongest Group 1 Doomben Cup that has ever been run, but 7 of the 8 races, again, are at black type level. We start in race 1. It's the IPG Connect Chief De Beers handicap over 1050 metres listed race.
With number 3, Straturbo. Look, he runs a lot of placings, but it was a good run last time out. Into the Red ran him down. Into the Red would have been tough to beat here, but they didn't accept. So that gives Straturbo his chance to beat 4 Wicked Intent, 10 Solita, and 1 Office Bearer.
Skipping race 2, race 3, McGrath Estate Agents Hampton Stakes for 2-year-olds at set weights, 1200 metres listed.
Yeah, a bit tricky to assess this race, with still quite a few of these entered for a race in Sydney, but nevertheless, I'm with one of the local 6 Charnley River. Again, no luck at the barrier, so he's going to need a bit of luck, but I thought he was really good at the Gold Coast. Most of the on-paces faded out of it. He battled on really well. Got him ahead of 11 Archives, 9 Baltic Whisper, and 4 Jericho.
Race 4 at Doomben on Saturday, City Property Services Bright Shadow Handicap, listed for the fillies and mares over 1200.
Number 14, a Molina, just played up a bit before the start and was slow to begin and never got into the race in a really on-pace dominated affair at the Gold Coast. She's much better than that. She's got a really good record at Doomben. If she can jump with them, I think she'll run you a good race at each way odds. To beat 1 Perignon, has a lot of weight for a 3-year-old filly, but she is pretty classy. 3 Miss Cover Girl will run well, and 8 Frill Seeking in for 4.
First leg of the main quaddy at Doomben is race 5, Daly BRC Sprint, 1350 metre handicap at Group 3 level.
With number 4, Art Lee, really good run in the Victory Stakes, and then took on the Group 1 sprinters last week, got back off a slow beginning and thought hit the line okay along the fence. This is a drop-in class. I've got him ahead of 5 Backman, ready for the step up in distance. 1 Charmed Harmony's going to cross over and lead, and just depends whether he can keep going. There does look to be a little bit of speed in this race. And number 10, Trubia, in for 4.
Race 6 at Doomben on Saturday, Magic Millions, The Roses, over 2,000 metres at level weights for the 3-year-old fillies and the main Queensland Oaks lead-up.
Yeah, really good race. Look, I thought Shandana was a real Oaks player for some time. It's time for her to step up on Saturday. She's been going well, just without winning, but Hugh Bowman back in the saddle, fourth up. She'd have to be getting close to her peak. So I'm with her to beat 12 Dulverton, who I mentioned earlier. She's ticking over really well this time in, I thought. Good run against the older mares last start, and she can run well at odds. 3 Imposing Lass keeps winning, so you've got to include her, and 5 Self Esteem was coming off a bit of a break between runs when second to that filly last time out.
The big run is race 7, $650,000 Hardy Brothers Doomben Cup, 2,000 metres standard weight for age.
With the power of Chris Waller and Hugh Bowman here with the French import Spirit Jim. Saw enough from him in the Hollandale. He got back and was working home nicely late. His French and European form's first class. He's running a couple of arcs. He's got proper Group 1 form around Golden Horn and Flincher and some top class horses. Going to settle a lot closer from barrier 3. I think he'll run really well. To beat 2 Hauraki, loom to win but didn't last start. Blinkers on, they're throwing everything at him. 3 Our Ivanhoe, at his best a real chance, and 1 Bulk Stock and Barrel for 4.
And finally at Doomben, race 8, Sky Racing Fred Best Classic for 3-year-olds over 1350 Group 3 level weights.
Yeah, really intriguing race. The winner gets exempt into the Stradbroke, so there's a few promising 3-year-olds trying to get in. I'm with 6 Sir Bacchus. He's gone to a new level this prep. Really good win last time, so I'm with him to beat 16 Sold for Song. Really talented local filly. She was strong at the Gold Coast. 3 Regis is short. He's a chance. He's in for 3rd. I think he's a little bit under the odds. 4 Counter Attack's going to need luck from that gate, and I'd certainly be including 1 Rangipo and 7 Tabachi in your multiples.
All right, and your best was race 7, number 8, Spirit Jim. Your value, race 4, number 4, Tina Molina. At Flemington on Saturday, big fields throughout the day and a couple of black type races. Couple of time-honoured black-type races. Race 7, the old Duke of Norfolk, is the Andrew Ramsden Stakes, over 3,200 metres at listed level.
Yeah, well, Master Zephyr, as I mentioned earlier, just not sure where he's going to go, but if he runs at Flemington, I think he'll be pretty tough to beat. From 12, My Bantry Bay, 8, Ungrateful Alan in for 3rd, and for 4th, number 4, Lucky, Lucky, Lucky.
Well, I thought, despite the 60 kilos, I thought Swagadelic just flying should stay the trip, no worries, and I went for 1, Swagadelic to beat, 12, My Bantry Bay, 4, Lucky, 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 and 3, De Little Engine, on whom winning post editor Tony Kneebone is very keen. The other listed event at Flemington on Saturday is race 8, Hilton Nicholas Straight 6, over 1,200 metres and 20 to face the starter.
Yeah, tricky race. Number 19, Demonstrate, for me, really good run last time out. I think he can measure up to the older horses from 2, Durandal, 3, Thermal Current and 8, Mirage.
Yeah, well, I'm scared to Demonstrate, but I've gone for number 1. First up, Chris Waller, Heart Tester, to beat 2, Durandal, 19, Demonstrate, and 15, Tadai Tondo. My best at Flemington, and fairly keen on this one, race 3, number 6, Second Bullet. And my value bet was race 4, number 13, Grand Dreamer. What about you?
My best is Time to Test from the Tony McAvoy Yard, race 6, number 5. Really good return off a long spell. 1,400 was just too sharp for him, but he hit the line well. Up to 1,800, second up's perfect. My value is Royal Rapture in the last. Really good race, that last race, but he had his first start for Darren Weir at Warrnambool. I thought he battled on quite well. Harry Coffey to ride here. Should run well from a good draw, and look, a couple of the other races I looked at. Race 4, number 1, War Story, creates a bit of interest. I think his European form's very strong. And race 5, I think there's 3 horses in this race. I think we can play multiples around and maybe get something out of Atlantic City, Whoop Whoop, and Hunamosa. So I like that race from a betting point of view.
Okie dokie, Rosehill Gardens, the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. And we wait until race 7 for your best, Joel. That's the Neville Begg Handicap, over 1,400 metres, a benchmark 93.
Yeah, number 8, Gamblestown. He's got a really good 1,400 metre record. He's unbeaten in 2 goes at the distance at the track. He was really good first up, hitting the line hard over the 1,000, and then went to Wagga for the town plate. And look, he got back and was a shade disappointing. He was in the betting there, but just found it a bit short, and I think it'll be a different story on Saturday in a pretty winnable race. He's my best. My value is Song and Laughter, race 8, number 9. Always takes a couple of runs to come to hand, but I thought her fresh run was really good, finishing 4th. She got galloped on last start. It was a strong race against the boys. She comes back to mare's grade here from a good draw. I think she'll run you a good race at good odds.
Belmont, they're racing it once again in Perth on Saturday, and we go to race 3 for your best, and it's the Old Firm of Grant Williams and Willie Pike, race 3, number 9, Presentati.
Yes, one of these Bob Peters horses who he bought from New Zealand. There's 3 of them going around at the moment. We just missed the cash last week with one of them. But Presentati was an easing favourite first up in Australia. That was over 1,000. She just found it too short. She worked to the line quite well. I think the step up to 1,200, and certainly watch the betting. I think if the betting trends go the other way, you can step in with a bit of confidence. She's my best, my value. We'll stick with Dark Musket in the last. Nearly got the money a fortnight ago, 8 into 460, and just missed behind Star Exhibit, who he meets again, and he meets him 3.5 kilos better, so I think he can turn the tables.
All right, earlier in the day, what is happening at Tarapa in Hamilton? There's some jumps.
Yeah, so we've got the Waikato Hurdles and Waikato Steeplechase, so there's a couple of feature races for the jumpers. My best on the card comes up in the Maiden Steeplechase, race 5, number 2, the Oyster Man. He ran a couple of good races in open chase events last season. He's had the 2 runs back. I think he can get rid of the Maiden tag on Saturday. My value is Vitesse in the last, race 10, number 18. Good run last time out, good draw here, and I think she's ready to win if she gets a run off the ballot. Awapuni is the other meeting. My best is race 6, number 4, Spoke to Carlo. Really good performance second up. The step up to 1,600 is ideal for him. And my value as a first starter in race 4, number 10, Ladies First. Didn't think there was a great deal of depth to this race, and her trials, they haven't been scintillating, but I thought they'd been good enough for her to run well over 1,400 on debut.
All right, that takes care of a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. And leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. All your favourite features, plus all the form for Friday Friday night at Cranbourne, the second last, Saturday and Sunday. Sunday we've got four full form guides and fields for everywhere else, including full form guides for the Nowra Cup Day and Casterton Cup Day, with plenty of jumping action at Casterton as well, including a steeplechase over the spectacular Live Hedges. And finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. Well, Shidell nearly got the money for me a fortnight ago. I'm going to stick with her on an each-way basis. Morfordville Race 7, number 19.
Yeah, well, luckily, Lucinari stuck her nose out. We got a bit of cash last week. A bit better odds this week, but I think you'll run really well. Spirit Gym in the Doomben Cup, Race 7, number 8.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.